Welcome to the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." It is our prayer here at Randall Greer Ministries that as you tune in and listen, the Spirit of God will bring revelation into your life to strengthen you and encourage you in your daily walk to be all that God has called you to be. Today, Reverend Greer speaks on visions of the United States of America. On the day of Pentecost, Peter declared that what was occurring was what the prophet Joel prophesied about in Joel chapter 2. Reverend Greer shares some visions of the United States of America that God has given to men and women of God throughout time and how the devil has tried to influence this nation. He also shares the scriptural direction that the believer is given on how to stop satanic activity against this nation. Stay tuned after the broadcast for more information on Randall Greer Ministries and special offers. Now, let's join Reverend Greer.
He said, in fact, Jesus said, "I'm holding the church responsible for the president's mistakes." Oh my God, we better pray right now. Whew. When I heard Jesus say that, I cried out, "My God," and began to weep. Jesus continued, and this is Jesus talking now. Jesus continued, "Yes, the church is responsible before God Almighty. I know when you tell that to some Christians, they will laugh. But you wait until they stand before my judgment seat and see if they laugh when they are the ones who will receive the judgment." Jesus was saying that Christians could have stopped those evil strategies of the devil by taking their place in prayer based on the Word of God. Christians have authority on earth in Jesus' name, and if Christians had prayed for those in authority, America would not have had the rights or the political and economic upheavals we experienced in our nation in the 1970s. In this vision in 1979, I saw those other frogs about to land on our shores. Jesus said to me, "You can see that three similar evil strategies of the devil are about to happen again in this nation. First, unless Christians pray, there will arise another time of riots, tumults, and disturbances all across the nation, coming from different causes than the disturbances of the early 1970s. Second," he said, "something is about to happen to your president that should not happen and will not happen if Christians will pray and take authority over the devil's strategies and bind his works in my name. And third, unless Christians pray, there is something about to happen that will bring further trouble in the economic scene and in the financial structure of this nation." Jesus concluded, and I'm about to finish with this. "Once again, Christians can stop all three of these strategies." This is what Jesus said. "Christians can stop all three of these strategies of the devil against this nation. They can stop the upheaval through riots, tumults, disturbances in the social structure. They can stop the upheaval and the activity of the devil in the political scene of their nation. And they can stop the devil from disrupting the financial scene of this nation." Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to get after this like a hound dog after a hot trail on a rabbit. Amen. I'm here to tell you we can't lay around as a church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have got to incorporate ourselves to pray. If we don't, it's not going to change. We can't wait for the news people. We can't wait for the commentators. We can't wait for the radio personalities to do anything because they can't do anything anyway. It has to be the Spirit of the living God and those that know their authority. And you say, well, does it take a whole lot of people? Elijah was one man, and he prayed that it would not rain on this earth for 3.5 years, and it did not rain until he gave voice, and it said rain. You've got spiritual authority that you've got to arise and walk in this day. Amen. He says here, in ending this particular part, "Many Christians did pray, and the plan of the enemy was greatly averted and thwarted. Because Christians stood in their place of authority in Jesus' name and began to pray and exercise their authority of the devil, God intervened on our behalf." Again, if you don't have this book, The Triumphant Church, Dominion Over All the Powers of Darkness, it's a good, balanced, biblical material that coincides with your Bible. It don't take place of your Bible. We don't lift it up above the Bible, but it gives you some good insight into what's going on. So here we are again. I haven't seen any frogs, but I did see a demonic creature that was trying to control the presidential office and control the presidential election of the United States of America. And so that was in February of 2008. So we move up to the end of October of 2008. I was at Pastor David Harris's church down in Cumming, Georgia, about 30 miles north of Atlanta, Georgia. Your pastors know Pastors David and Robin Harris in Cumming, Georgia. But I was there in an extended meeting, two services a day. And on one particular morning service at the end of the week, while we were praying, all of a sudden, I'm not trying to see a vision, not trying to have a vision, not trying to have a revelation or see anything, but suddenly I'm caught up in the spirit, not physically. My body is still right there in that church, and I have a vision again. And I see in this vision, and I see President Obama. He wasn't president yet, but I saw him. I knew he would be the president from October the 18th, but this was later, couple of weeks later, at the end of the month of October. But in October the 18th in Silsby, Texas, I was kneeling down and Jesus spoke to me and said to me and talked to me about President Obama. Silsby, Texas, is Pastor Terry Graves is there. He's been on security for Brother Hagin for many, many years at Kenneth Hagin Ministries, and he's pastor down there now. Dealing and praying, so I knew he would be present, and that's where we were headed, unless we could change it in prayer, praying the will of God. I don't pray for parties and tickets and Democrats or Republicans or Libertarians, Cemeterians or Notarians or whatever they are. I'm praying for the will and plan of God to take place, and I'm going to vote in line with God's word. I'm not going to vote by popular opinion. I'm smiling. You know what I mean? But anyway, while I'm praying, all of a sudden, I have a vision. I'm not trying to plan to. Suddenly, the gifts of the Spirit went in operation, and I saw into the realm of the Spirit, and I saw Mr. Obama. He was not yet president, but he would be elected as president in November the next month. When I saw him, I saw this beautiful demon, not an ugly demon, not fangs and foaming at the mouth and blood dripping from his ears, but a beautiful demon. That's beyond human words to describe this thing. And I seen this demon influence him. And I can't tell you all I saw. I said, I can't tell you all I saw. I could, but it would give some of you a free permanent wave. And it may make you grow hair if you ain't got none. But anyway, so I won't tell you everything. Well, it's not wise. Not today, it's not wise to tell everything you see. And if you tell everything, the Lord will quit showing you things too. Because some things, can be taken out of proportion and everything. But I saw some things. And I saw this demonic creature trying to influence him. And I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the Holy Ghost, the anointing came on me. I command you to leave him now. I command you to take your hands off the president. Because remember, I had that vision in February. This is in October. I command you in the name of Jesus, go. And then this thing started smiling at me and laughing. And said, you can't make me leave. I said, oh, yes, I can. I said, the name of Jesus, it is written in the word of God. Whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And behold, he given to me power to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt me. And I got authority over you because in Jesus' name I can cast out devils. And I command you to go now in Jesus' name. And he laughed again. Ha, 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 you can't make me leave. You can't make me leave. That's what this thing said. I said, oh, yes, I can. He said, no, you can't. He said, the people want me. He said, as long as the people want me, he said, you go back and study your Bible, you can't make me leave. And I said, Jesus, what about that? He said,
thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. For more information on Randall Greer Ministries, you can find us on the web at www.rgm.me. There you will find free downloads and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and e-letter, The Warden Spirit. Make sure to check out the RGM store as well, with instant MP3 digital downloads of most of our messages, exclusive downloads, and ebooks. That web address again is www.rgm.me. For more information, you can write us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast, and remember, God is with us.